Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the upcoming corn silage harvest. You know, here in central Kansas, most of our corn has been actually tasseled for a few weeks now. So as we think about silage harvest, it's probably 2 to 4 weeks from now. Really depends on just how much rain we continue to get as well as how hot it is. Many of the questions I get this time of year is, when should we pull the trigger and when should we actually start chopping our corn for corn silage? There's two things you really need to evaluate. One is whole plant moisture, and then the other is actual kernel depth. We're looking for a balance between the two. Ideally, we'd like to keep the whole plant moisture to a point that we have no more than 38% dry matter. Our goal would be somewhere between 35 and 38% on a whole plant dry matter content before we actually chop. Now, the other thing we need to think about is the depth of the starch in the kernel. Our ideal probably would be about 80% milk line, or in other words, 80% of the kernel depth has hard starch and only about 20% of the kernel depth as milk. And we want to definitely do it before we reach black layer. Keeping in mind that as we get closer to black layer, it's more important to make sure we pay very close attention to kernel processing to make sure that we are crushing those kernels so they get maximum benefit from the starch that is in there. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.